Hello, you are listening to CRTR Radio 101.9 FM. It is Canada Day. It's about 2 o'clock. Normally, at this hour, it's going to be Democracy Now! That show is being preempted this week for a very special edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in studio, setting up right now. They're going to be on very shortly. It's a band called the Super Fantastics. They're from Halifax. It's going to be great. Stick around for that. Until they are finished setting up, I'm going to spin a couple tracks. This is a band from Montreal. They're called Pony Up on CITR.
Able
All right, that was Pony Up. You are listening to a very special Canada Day edition of Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in studio with us right now, we have the Super Fantastics.
Sold my fortune for 50 grand. I divided the portions, my possessions and land. We had lived there for ages, through summer and fall, but summer turned winter. Drive by there often and remember the day when the sun wouldn't shine and we would dance in the rain. Our life seems so simple, as life often seems, but simple so fleeting under life's
the Super Fantastics from Halifax, and we're going to play a couple songs for you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you, all you out there in Radioland.
I'm Steph. This is Matt. And we're in some kind of cafeteria kind of room, playing some songs live for you right now.
The glitter that you hold
inside
in this construction paper card,
sent from
all of those who wish you well.
Goodbye.
Still miss those Tuesday nights in hell.
Turn off
the TV and let's go outside.
Sunshine.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Place your
on the winning seat.
Smiling.
Outstretched hand is all you need. There comes a time when they take you away to the countryside and you're never heard from again. Thank you. construction paper card.
Test your
luck and maybe you will win.
We'll spin.
You never know how it will end.
Super Fantastics live in a cafeteria. No, it's a lounge, although it's right.
We've got a lounge, like there's cups and mugs and stuff hanging around. We've got a million fridges. There's a dance party going on in here with that light.
There is a neat light that lights up according to how loud the volume
exactly.
is.
Exactly. You know what? I didn't even notice that, and I didn't realize it was doing that until maybe many, like 3-4 weeks into it. I was like, oh
wow,
it lights up when I talk. It's so exciting.
I can't imagine that revelation. You probably just started going that, like testing it.
Did it make you sound more? Did it make you feel more powerful?
It totally does. Now that's the only thing I live for now on the show. So thanks for coming out. That sounded great.
Thank you for having us.
You guys are from Halifax.
Yes.
And what makes you come to this part of town, this part of the country?
Oh, it's just beautiful up here. I think Canada is amazing geographically. And I can't pass up any opportunity to explore it.
So. You guys part of a tour? What's going on right now?
Yeah, we're on tour right now. We left about a little over a week ago. And so we flew into Calgary, played the Sled Island Music Festival. And so we've just been traveling around Western Canada since then. And so the last couple of days we've been in British Columbia. And the next few days we'll be in British Columbia. Yeah.
And you played a show last night at the Railway Club.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the Railway Club?
I have never been to the Railway Club before, but it was very neat. I liked how at the ceiling level they had model train tracks going around. No trains, unfortunately, but probably for the best, because given the volume, they would have derailed.
Yeah. They do have trains, and depending on the night, you can ask them to turn them on. If I would have known.
Just how loud the volume was in there, the vibrations would have just shook them right off the track, probably hit someone in the head, maybe.
Crazy.
Have a whole lawsuit.
Yeah. Injury, lawsuits, and then
so it's good.
It was a really fun show, though. Yeah. We played Raw Raw and the Sleepless Nights. Sleepless Nights are our friends from way back.
From way back. I used to play in that band. I actually rejoined them for a few songs.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
Last night. It was fun.
Yeah, the Railway is probably one of the longest running venues in town. All the other ones seem to be just going and flowing. So
off the rails, if you will.
Off the rails.
Halifax is the same problem.
Yeah. So, very quickly, well, doesn't have to be quick, but how did you guys get started? What happened?
Well, we had some mutual friends, and over a game of Tips, which is this Frisbee-based game, which some of you listeners may be familiar with, it's sort of a lazy man's ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
We met, and Steph expressed that she would like to learn how to play the drums, and so I offered to teach her, and then we just started...
Wait, was this playing while you were still with Sleepless Nights, or no?
I had actually just joined Sleepless
Nights
at
the same time.
Yeah. Yep. How long ago was that?
That would have been late 2005.
Oh, yeah. It's a while ago. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it is a while ago. Time flies.
And it's been wonderful ever since.
Yes. I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I think we have very low expectations just because we didn't really mean to start a band.
Yeah.
I just kind of wanted to learn drums. So we didn't really plan on ever recording or ever touring. So when all that stuff happened, it was just like a pleasant surprise.
Right. And when you first started, did you have a direction in mind at all? Or did it just kind of happen? I guess you guys are sort of more of a pop rock.
I didn't really start with any direction. Or we didn't really start with any direction. It was just sort of... I had a natural inclination to write pop songs, and so it just became that.
If that's honorable.
It been doom metal, we might be a doom metal band.
Yeah, we were actually pretty lucky because I wanted to learn how to play drums. I wasn't concerned with what genre of music I was playing. And I didn't even know if Matt and I had the same... We weren't even friends, so we didn't even know if we were going to get along or if we're going to have the same sense of humor or the same taste in music. So it just fell together pretty perfectly.
Awesome. So, Super Fantastics live on CITR, and you guys got more songs.
A couple more songs. Yeah, a few more.
This one's off our album called Pop-Up Book, and it's called Oh, How You Used to Know Me Well Back Then. My memory is failing me, it seems. I'm not the boy I used to be, standing at your front door on Hunter Street. I didn't call you when I was on tour, and you walked right out the door. So help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. So how you used to know me well back then. But all the pages we turned and those books we burned quickly brought things to the end. Still I can't remember quite who I was, so I really could use a hand. So how you used to know me well back then. Then you moved away across the pond, I got nothing to do. All the places that we used to go just aren't as fun without you. So your memory is haunting me, so I'll sit at home and muse. For a while, for a while, for a while. So how you used to know me well back then. But all the pages we turned and those books we burned quickly brought things to the end. Still I'm feeling quite a bit nostalgic, Liddy, so I really could use a hand. Cause oh how you used to know me well. Back then.
Thank you.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live in studio with the Super Fantastics.
Yeah.
Matt and Steph. My name is Ben.
That is us.
So we have to talk a bit about on your way back or on your way, well, when you're in Alberta, mm-hmm. you went to Drumheller.
We did. We visited Drumheller and the Royal Tyrrell Museum of Dinosaurs, and it was a great time. Steph has a quite avid fascination with dinosaurs, and
it's quite childlike though, because I don't actually know anything about them. Like, I don't know the technical terms, or even
you don't know the technologies behind them.
Nothing. The technologies behind dinosaurs. I don't. It's called childlike. It's just like, wow, look at this one.
But I think a lot of people do too. Like I do as well. And I went to Drumheller too for the first time this weekend. So
neat. What did you think?
It was fun. It was really awesome. Did you guys go into the big giant dinosaur? Did you see the big giant?
The one at the Visitor Information Center? No, we saw it. We drove past it, but we didn't stop and examine it.
We went up and we climbed up to the top.
Oh, you can climb to the
cool,
top?
Yeah,
you can
pay like $5 and then it lets you climb up to the top and take pictures and stuff, yeah.
That's neat.
I went with my friend, you know Sheena.
Sheena Yoshida.
Yeah, so it's all good times. That was fun. You missed out. Next time.
Next time. Next
but the,
time
the, but
sure.
the museum itself is pretty cool. What was your favorite part of the museum?
I don't know. But I bought a ring afterwards.
Oh, yeah?
That was really cool. Like for 99 cents, it had a Triceratops on it, and it was green and awesome. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to have this ring whole tour, and I'm going to bring it home and show everyone I went to Drumheller. And then I forgot it at our first show in Calgary.
Oh.
So it's at Vern somewhere.
Oh, that's...
I think my favorite part was there's a part of the museum where you walk in and it's supposed to be underwater, so the floor below you is glass and the walls are glass. And we walked in there and Steph just turns to me and says, Matt, I can't be in here.
No, I have this claustrophobic thing. I can't even watch documentaries that are underwater documentaries because it feels like I'm under the water and it freaks me out.
Oh. Yeah, well, that I get a little bit of that. I watched... have you seen Planet Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, on Planet Earth,
I skipped the water.
There's this one water one where these scuba divers explore underwater caves, and these caves are completely dark because they're underwater, obviously, so they just have a light, and their path is only traced by a piece of string that they're pulling along with them from the boat. So if their light went out and they dropped the string, they would be helplessly lost in these underwater caves. And it showed them squeezing through these tiny crevices where they have to, like, kind of, like, contort their bodies to get through them, and that you can just see the rocks scraping up against their oxygen tanks, and it was the scariest.
Scary.
Like, it was,
and then they discovered this species of a fish or some kind of underwater creature that doesn't have eyes because
right,
it never evolved to have eyes because it has never had to.
That's true.
Yeah, that was
those were interesting.
That was
and
interesting.
No pigment either.
Yeah, it was just all white with no eyes,
nearly translucent.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, that's crazy. You know, I had the series, but I never finished watching it yet.
I should go
into it. So your worst nightmare would just be to watch like IMAX giant. Last time I went to IMAX, I watched Under the Sea 3D. Was it 3D? Yeah, it's 3D on IMAX. You'll be totally creeped out.
Definitely. Yeah. IMAX kind of creeps me out anyway.
Yeah. I've never been to an IMAX.
Really?
I'd
you
like,
should go.
I think
it's pretty amazing.
The new 3D stuff is pretty crazy. It's not like the old one where you wear green and orange. It sort of had this weird... It's way creepier.
Yeah, awesome. They have like... I can't figure it out, but they have glasses that look gray, like a grayscale.
Yeah.
But it really makes it look very real.
Yeah.
And it's like I have to take my glasses off while watching because it's scary because you actually flinch when something's coming near you. Wow.
I also watched U2 3D in IMAX. And that's creepy when Bono is right in your face.
Oh, I thought you said YouTube 3D.
No, YouTube.
Let's
YouTube
watch, 3D. Let's watch some videos of kitties.
Keyboard cat.
Blame on keyboard
3D.
Cat.
That would be awesome.
It's funny you mentioned keyboard cat. Stephanie actually made a keyboard cat video out of the infamous interview between Gian Gomeshi
and
Billy Bob Thornton.
You know how people are making their own keyboard, play them off keyboard cat videos. Yeah, I made one out of there, and it has like 50,000 hits. Or
really?
Something.
So it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Because everything else on my YouTube page is Super Fantastics or band related, and it's just a keyboard cat on there. It's got like millions more hits than any other one.
Like, playemoffkeyboardcat.com.
Yeah.
Really?
That's awesome.
That's awesome. I have to check that out. I have to check that out. Hopefully, this interview doesn't turn into the Billy Bob one.
Yeah.
I hope not.
There's things that I shouldn't talk about. Wait.
Actually.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
Yeah, exactly. Matt, you're in Transformers too, right?
Would you say that to anybody?
Anyways, the Super Fantastics live in studio with us right now, and more songs.
This one's called Tonight Tonight.
Thank you.
the Super Fantastics live on CITR. Let's get this out of the way. Well, it's not out of the way, but you guys are playing a show in a couple hours or a few hours.
We are. We're playing a garden party.
Happy
garden.
Canada Day, everybody,
yeah,
by the way.
Happy Canada Day. It's awesome. Aren't you glad to be in Vancouver where there's no fireworks? I don't think there's fireworks in Vancouver.
Really?
Oh, really? Why, do you hate fireworks, Ben?
The city hates fun. No. No, I'm not going to say
the
that.
The city has outlawed.
But there's parties everywhere. People make do with... there's like a million parties everywhere. But this one is a good one. It's on Victoria Drive and Charles around there. It's
like, yeah, that's right. The exact... I think the address is on... Like, we have it up on our MySpace 1306, and Facebook and all that.
1306 Victoria.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of stuff happening. The barbecue starts at 4 o'clock. And then I have the schedule here, so let me just go through it. 5 o'clock, a band called Endangered Ape. Sharp Ends plays at 5:45. And you guys are playing at 6:30. And then there's some sort of sledgehammering competition.
Wow. That sounds fantastic. Sledgehammering.
I know, it's crazy. And then there's a bunch of things happening. It's like
sounds
kissing.
Like, it's like Festivus. Like it's like,
yeah, there's a bunch of booths happening. There's supposed to be like a kissing booth, baked goods, psychiatric assessment, legal advice, wish fulfillment, face painting, German translation.
Whoa, that's
know.
Cool.
Offensive remark. I don't know, that's crazy. And then 7:15, it's running 5K. 8 o'clock, our good friends Apollo Ghosts. And then 8:45, Romok, which I guess Patrick is throwing on the party. And at 9 o'clock, the movie. The hard part begins. So check
what
it out.
What a day.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
You can just stop by whatever you're doing today. You can just stop by at any time. Yeah. And you're going to have fun there.
Sounds like tons of fun. How did you get yourself on this bill?
We, I do most of the booking for the band. Yeah. So I actually don't even remember. Yeah. Actually, it was like a friend of a friend who's like, hey, this is going on. And then he got a hold of us and we were like, yeah, because we had the day off anyway because we played last night.
Yeah.
So we thought, of course,
that's
we'll play
good. You can do this and then you
garden
get
party.
Yeah. And then you get tonight off to just party hard.
Exactly.
Canada Day.
Yeah,
go,
really?
go not see fireworks.
What does that mean?
There's no firework in town.
He said, go not see fireworks. Not go not see
I know, that's what I thought. I was like, that's kind of weird.
I thought you were like praising some sort of 1940s German fireworks. Go!
That's the last time I tried to say anything funny tonight. This afternoon, I said tonight. So that's there. And another thing I want to get, a website. So people want to check out the...
Yeah, they can check us out at www.thesuperfantastics.com.
Yeah, and we have MySpace and Facebook and
awesome. Twitter. Just so that people want to do some research while they listen to the show, which a lot of them do. I know for... No, I don't, but...
do sometimes when I'm listening to the radio. I'm like, I wonder what they look like. Because I try to picture what someone looks like based on their voice.
Yes.
And then I look them up and I'm like, not what I thought or exactly what I thought.
What do you find it's more often than not what you thought or not what you thought?
50-50.
Yeah. What do you think people think you would look like? Do you think they'll be close?
Or hold on, I'm going to close my eyes. Yeah. Talk, Matt.
Seven arms, four legs.
I think you're a bigger guy than you are.
Tree branches growing out of my torso. Leaves for hair. Sort of kind of like
that's
like
exactly
trash
what
heap,
you look like.
Trash heap from Fraggle Rock.
I love Trash Heap. We were watching Fraggle Rock the other day.
Oh, awesome. The Super Fantastics live on CITR. More songs.
This one's for please? Charles Darwin. Speaking of Drumheller.
On the origin of species. Walk back.
surprise. Take your time, drink your tea and love your life. Rushing's for the wicked hearts, businessmen and racing cars. Cause the girl loves the dog who waits by the window when she's gone. Dive, don't take the risk till you know the price. Be someone you'd want to know. Swim against the current flow. Cause you're still young but bright and spry. Through your golden days, out in the backyard of my mind is where you will always stay. Only one in his world.
Live in studio with the Super Fantastics from Halifax. Good job.
Hey, thank you very much.
So, thanks.
One thing, one of the things I like about the band is going back to like the song about Darwin, and you have a lot of, I wouldn't say geeky sounds, but...
or but would you?
I definitely go into that territory topically.
Because I like one of the songs I really like in the first album was the one about the computer programmer song, the C++.
Oh yeah, the only one I C++ is U++.
Yeah.
Last night there was a guy that came up to us that was talking. I don't remember his name right now. Oh, Oliver.
Oliver, he was also an engineer.
Yeah, he noticed your ring and he's like, he's an engineer, I'm an engineer. Yeah. And then before you came off stage, Matt, he was talking about, he's like, I sense a little bit of geek in his lyrics. And I was like, oh, you know, maybe, I guess, you know, he's smart or whatever. And then he's like, oh, well, blah, 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 talking about how he likes, I don't know, computer programming or something on the computer. And I was like, you'll love this song. And I showed him the title and he's like, what? And no, once in a while you get someone who just is so appreciative.
It's a very specific song.
Totally. It's very specific. And it's the sort of song that when you say the title of it, a lot of people don't understand it. But the people that do laugh a lot.
Yeah.
They love it.
It's funny. And then you make references to like ICQ. People always get excited on that because nobody really uses that anymore. But
I just loaded mine up recently.
Oh, yeah.
I put this program on my laptop that loads all my instant messaging programs into one. It's called Pigeon. And it took me forever to remember my ICQ password.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to log in just to see
if
anyone
still
uses it. Yeah. That was on my contact list.
For people that don't know, ICQ is like the old MSN Messenger or AIM or what people use now, GTalk.
Yeah. Gmail and Google Talk.
It's Google Talk.
Yeah, that's
and
sort
used to be. Are you a programmer? Are you an engineer? Or what do you do?
What's that?
What do you do?
I went to Dal and I did electrical engineering.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
And I wrote this song. There was...
Yeah. But even not just in terms of that that particular song, but just other topics where... You know, it's you don't see a lot of bands writing about, you know, a song about Back to the Future 3.
I guess that's awesome. True, too. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, though. Come on.
I mean, people might, I don't know, a lot of people slam the third movie or even the second movie in the series as being, you know,
kind of
just a marketing ploy to just make more money off the first one.
Best trilogy ever, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I've had some arguments with some people about that.
Well, since Star Wars is no longer a trilogy,
it's
a sextology.
True. Yeah.
A word that I love. I don't even know if that's actually a word.
Sextology?
I mean, I don't know.
Sounds like
I
a pickup line. Hey, baby.
Sounds like
I have a master's in sextology.
I have all six.
It's George
Star
Lucas.
Wars movies.
He's a master.
George Lucas, yes. I hear he's making some new Indiana Jones films too.
He's good. Double sextologist. So how do you write your songs? Is it just do you find things that sort of are interesting to you and write about it? Like dinosaurs? You have a song about Triceratops, do you?
Yeah. Well, Triceratops isn't actually
really?
About dinosaurs. I forget the title came because I wrote the song on the back of a piece of paper that had a Triceratops drawn on it and. But generally, I guess, just topics I find interesting or striking at the time.
Sometimes you'll come into and not have the lyrics completely finished, and then we'll talk about something.
Yeah.
Sometimes we do that. We'll just talk about our day.
Yeah.
And then I see that Matt kind of puts a little bit of that influence sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. One of the first songs that we ever began playing in this band was... called Theodore Tugboat, What Will You Do Now? And it was Stephanie was working a lot at the CBC at that time, and they were actually you weren't working because you were on lockout.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like sort of like a strike, similar to a strike. And we were just sort of joking around about like the random CBC characters like picketing and what they would do if they got laid off from the CBC. Theodore Tugboat being a funny one because he's like a boat in a children's show.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what am I going to do now? I'm a boat. I can't go work at McDonald's. They won't hire me. I'm a boat.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So
I'm not trained
one.
In anything else.
Yeah.
I can't pull ships in the harbor. I just play that on TV.
So, yeah, so that's awesome. So what kind of new stuff are you working on? Any new...
The last two songs we played were actually new. Not recorded yet.
Yeah. New. And is there an album coming out, or are you
there,
working on
there
something?
There is an album in the works. It will probably be coming out this fall sometime.
Right. And what's the theme? Because the first one has like pop up things, and then your LP has some sort of. Does that? I never actually wore my glasses. Does it actually work?
Yes, it's all in,
it's
in
3D. Totally
3D. We worked with the same guy for the album art for both of those, and he is quite clever. I guess when he was designing the album artwork for Choose Your Destination, our 3D album, he would sit there at Photoshop on his computer, just wearing 3D glasses, just kind of moving stuff around. To
yeah, for people that don't know, 3D. It's actually in that old old school green and red 3D thing. And the first one has the insert pops up.
Yeah,
it's like a children's book. Yeah.
So the next one, I don't know
what I don't know what other three dimension thing you can do anymore. What did
we discussed
origami?
Origami
maybe as an idea.
That would be tricky. I'm not very good at origami.
I have a bunch of origami books actually. Yeah. I'm really interested in it, but yeah.
And
we're
working
with that Mike Holmes guy, and we have some ideas.
And how did you do the first one? Did you actually did they do it in the factory?
Yeah, we actually had to get it printed off with the insert just blank, with nothing on it, as if that was the CD. And then separately, we got posters made so we had to cut out and fold and tape all the pop-ups in.
Yeah.
From the posters.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, Steph does probably about 99% of them on her own, sitting alone in her room, slide meals under her door every couple hours, keep her fed. But yeah, she's just in there slaving away at assembling pop-up book albums.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Most days of the week. That's sort of like a full-time job.
Actually,
for you.
Actually, it is,
Yeah, but when you first get the CD, it's like, it pops up. It's awesome. It's good. It's a good
Glad
surprise.
Glad you enjoy it. It makes it worth it when people actually... Once someone looked at it and said, "That's it."
Oh.
And I was like, I do those by hand, sir. Are you going to buy it or not? No. I thought it was going to be a whole book of pop-ups. And I was but I did it by hand. And he's like, so? And he didn't appreciate it, but everyone else seems really appreciative. Yeah. But he was like... That
Can't
sucks.
Please everyone. Oh, wow.
I know. He's a jerk.
Did he buy the album?
No,
in the
he just walked away, really disappointed. I don't even think he didn't hear us or anything. He just looked
he
at
just
it and thought it was
a pop-up
book.
Some people have actually seen the LP of pop-up book and thought that it was a book because it's 12 inches by 12 inches. It could be the size of a large pop-up book. And then I've explained to them, no, it's a record. And records? Who listens to records? Lots of people. And it's funny because the LP version of pop-up book doesn't actually have anything pop up inside because that would be very difficult to do. So the layout for that one is it's like paper dolls, sort of like in the Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
You're gonna cut them out,
cut them out, and assemble
play,
your own.
Yeah, you play scene. With them on the little. Exactly.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
that's pretty fun too. All right.
Should we play one of the songs we were talking about?
I think we should play Back to... let's do both of them. Let's do Back to the Future, Part 3, and the only one I see plus
awesome.
Is U++.
All right, from Pop-Up Book, The Super Fantastics.
The engine won't turn. I forgot the flux capacitor and wired the time coil up backwards. You ask me and I'll tell you exactly why. But I'm so sick of modern time, living deadline to deadline. Raising the speed. worn by the glow of cathode ray tubes. With eyes white as my cold, pasty skin, compile and execute. We speak in programming languages, but it's been so long since I've been outside. I think I'm falling in line with you. 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 You'd be perfect for me. You looked me up on ICQ. I haven't logged into that since 2002. Then you added me to your top 8 friends, and now I stalk you on Facebook. I guess I am just a little bit obsessed. It's been so long since I've been outside. I think I'm falling in line with you. You. You.
That was great. The Super Fantastics live on CITR. It's a fun
song. Very live.
Very much so.
So you guys are going to Tofino in a couple, tomorrow?
We are. We're playing the Pacific Rim Festival in Tofino.
Do you know anything about it?
I know it's a...
It is a festival. We played last year when we were out west, the only time we've been out west, with our friends Julie Doron and Fred Squire. Oh, and we played Tofino, and it was beautiful and amazing. So we were lucky enough to come through, and I saw on the website there was a festival. It's called Summer Festival, but it's really all summer. It's like every weekend of the summer, I think.
I think it involves surfing.
Yeah. Do they have sledgehammering? No?
Probably no sledgehammering competition or other various feats of strength.
So, Tofino and then Victoria.
Yeah, we're playing at the Dab Gallery in Victoria. It's my friend Carolyn and her boyfriend Andrew open up an art gallery over there, and that's where we're playing.
Yeah. And then Kamloops on 4th of July at the Leisure Loft.
Yes. The Loft, I hear that's a great space.
And then Kenmore at the
Community Cafe. I also hear that's a great space. I think Chad Van Gillen played there, so it must be pretty
awesome.
Cool.
So it's tons of fun going back, driving back and forth.
Yeah.
We have time for one more song.
Wow.
Time goes
by. Hour.
Yeah. You know, when you're having fun, it goes by pretty quick.
That's true. Okay. Well, yeah, I guess we'll fill her out with round out the hour with one more tune from our library of tunes.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming out.
Library. Thanks so much for having us, Ben. Yep. It's been fun.
Super Fantastics on CITR. We'll be right back. was Super Fantastics live on CITR. Thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you very much for having us.
Matt and Steph, hope you had a good time.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
I would like to also thank Irene for doing sound tonight.
Thanks, Irene.
Thank you, Irene.
And if people want to see you guys, you're playing in like at 6 o'clock at 1306 Garden. No, Victoria Drive. No, Victoria Drive.
Yeah.
It's Victoria by Charles. Yeah, so that should be tons of fun. A lot of other bands playing as well. It's going to be super fantastic.
Many activities.
It's a bad pun.
Yeah.
And coming up next, we have Rumbletone Radio. Thanks again. This has been live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Happy Canada Day.
Now, the Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio A Go-Go, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on C.